Mayor Lundberg.
Here.
Counselor Van Gordon. Counselor Wiley.
Here.
Counselor Moore.
Here.
Counselor Ralston.
Present.
Counselor Woodrow.
Here.
Counselor Brew.
Here.
And Counselor Van Gordon is excused.
So I'd like to call the Lander County Board of Commissioners meeting to order. Chair Lichten, is excused tonight. We had other obligations with the AOC meeting in town as we're hosting that. And all the rest of the commissioners are present.
So this is a public hearing, and go ahead and move that.
Thank you, Mayor. Public hearing number one, Glenwood Phase 1 update, Springfield file numbers TYP 411-00005 and TYP 411-00007, Lane County file number PA 11-5489, ordinance number one, ordinance complying with Land Use Board of Appeals remand 2012-077/078/079 by incorporating supplemental findings into the record of Springfield file numbers TYP 411-00005 and TYP 411-00007 and Lane County file number PA 11-5489 and amending the Glenwood Refinement Plan diagram and text and the Springfield Development Code and adopting a severability clause. Molly Markarian presented.
Sure. Kind of wish I could just say ditto. So I'd like to, we're going to be considering ordinance number PA 1308, an ordinance complying with the Land Use Board of Appeals remand 2012-077/078/079 by incorporating supplemental findings into the record of Springfield file numbers TYP 411-00005 and TYP 411-0007 and Lane County file number PA 11-5489 and amending the Glenwood Refinement Plan diagram and text and the Springfield Development Code and adopting a savings and severability clause.
And so, Molly, you're here for the presentation.
Okay. Good evening, Mayor, Councilors, Commissioners. We are here again this evening to discuss Glenwood Phase 1, the approximately 275 acres along the Franklin and the Bay Riverfront in the Glenwood area of Springfield. As you all are well aware, beginning in 2008, we have worked collaboratively with citizens and our partner agencies to develop an updated Glenwood Refinement Plan that articulates the community's vision for a vibrant, dense, and multimodal riverfront that enhances access to and appreciation of the Willamette River. The public hearing phase of that adoption process was initiated before the Joint Planning Commission in October 2011. Later that year, the Joint Planning Commission unanimously recommended adoption of a package of amendments for Glenwood Phase 1, including metro plan amendments, refinement plan amendments, development code amendments, and zoning map amendments. With modifications made to the proposed amendments as they were reviewed by the Planning Commission and elected officials, the City Council unanimously adopted Glenwood Phase 1 in June of 2012, and the Board of County Commissioners unanimously co-adopted Glenwood Phase 1 in September 2012. Later that month, Attorney Bill Close filed a notice of intent to appeal on behalf of his client, Shamrock Homes. Since then, we have been working through the state's land use appeals process with the assistance of our legal counsel. In July, the Land Use Board of Appeals, LUBA, issued its final decision, which remanded portions of four of the nine alleged assignments of error. The purpose of tonight's public hearing is to receive testimony on the amendments to the Glenwood Refinement Plan, the Springfield Development Code, and findings of compliance with statewide planning goals that we propose to address the remand. Notice was sent to DLCD on September 11th, and notice was also mailed to property owners and those participating in the proceedings to date on October 4th. The notice of this public hearing was also posted published in the Register of Ours on October 4th. As documented in the minutes in attachment 2 of your packet, the Planning Commission held a public hearing on this Act of Amendments on October 15th. Without making any modifications, the Planning Commission unanimously recommended that you adopt these amendments as documented by the final order in attachment 3 of your packet. We then presented the proposed amendments to you at your October 17th work session for discussion, the minutes of which constitute attachment 4 of your packet. Attachment 1 of your packet contains the proposed ordinance and its exhibits. Exhibit A is the staff report that addresses the remand. Please note that the remaining very lengthy exhibits are comprised largely of studies that aid in substantiating the findings in the Exhibit A. To summarize, we propose amending findings in Exhibit A of the ordinance such that they justify policy choices in the updated refinement plan consistent with the city's legally acknowledged economic opportunities analysis. We also propose amending the findings in Exhibit A of the ordinance to provide a more adequate explanation for why policy choices in the updated refinement plan are consistent with the Metro Plan's housing policies. In addition, we propose designating the Glenwood Riverfront a multimodal mixed-use area, a designation that captures the essence of the dense, highly connected, mixed-use, and multimodal environment that the Glenwood Phase 1 policies and regulations aim to facilitate and support. This is a statewide designation that did not exist when the plan was originally adopted, but is included in laws that went into effect this year, laws under which LUPA based its assessment of the appeal. Additionally, we propose amending the findings in Exhibit A of the ordinance to explain and find support for our original congestion calculations. Finally, we propose amending the establishment of a standardized 75-foot greenway setback line to one that will be established on a case-by-case basis as development occurs and will be based on an inventory of natural resources. On this topic, I do want to emphasize that at this time, we are not proposing establishing a new greenway setback line. Since the standardized setback line was intended to streamline the redevelopment process and was based on our knowledge of the riverfront's natural resources at that time, the city has undertaken a key task associated with establishing a setback line for property owners and will offer it free of charge to property owners to cite in their individual applications. However, property owners may conduct their own inventories to justify the setback line they request to establish at the time of development. In closing, adoption of the amendments I have just summarized is the next step towards seeking acknowledgement of the Phase 1 Glenwood Refinement Plan and will bring the city of Springfield one step closer to providing certainty to developers and the public regarding what is planned for the Glenwood Riverfront. Following tonight's public hearing, a joint meeting has been scheduled for December 2nd for the council's second reading, the board's third reading, and the opportunity to adopt these amendments.
So I'll entertain questions from Molly now before I open the public hearing. Discussion afterwards. Are there any questions for Molly? Yes, Bob.
So I'm sorry. If we adopt this amendment, then could it then go back to LUPA for their determination whether these are sufficient to address the?
Appealed to LUPA, so they won't automatically go to LUPA for their review. It could get appealed and then be sent up to LUPA.
There's no other questions, then I'll go ahead and open the public hearing for the city of Springfield.
I'd like to open the public hearing for Lane County.
Okay, so I do have three speakers.
speakers who have signed up, and I will call you individually. Please state your name and address for the record, and please limit your comments to 3 minutes or less. The first speaker is Greg James.
Gregory James, 457 Mountain Gate Drive, Springfield. Good evening, Darrell Bird, City Council members and County Commissioners. The Planning Commission's Council and Board, as you know, thoroughly examined this plan through the public hearing process during 2011 and 2012, and certainly was well vetted throughout the community. What's before the Council and Board is a package of amendments that address items which LUBA issued a remand on and represent reasonable modifications to the plan necessary to bring the plan in compliance with all legal technicalities of statewide planning rules. Springfield Planning Commission on October 15th, as you heard, unanimously recommended that the elected officials adopt the amendments before you this evening. Adopting these amendments to address the LUBA remand is imperative to providing certainty to the development community and ensuring the vision of establishing the Glenwood Refinement Plan can be achieved. I just really appreciate you taking this opportunity to hear this public comment. I think this is incredibly important for this community as we move forward.
Thank you. The next speaker I have is Steve Moe.
Mayor, Councilors, and Commissioners. I'm a longtime resident of Glenwood, once forever. After the freeway bypassed Glenwood, the community they quickly spiraled down. I can't take that. The Glenwood name has become known locally as a place to be avoided and spoken about as a joke. Glenwood eventually became part of the Springfield Irving Road area, and the city quickly took notice of potential redevelopment in existing areas and potential development of undeveloped areas. State land use laws and the metro plan stated that a refinement plan for Glenwood would be created. Is it more than a coffee? I kind of forgot to turn this off, by the way.
Popularity's a curse.
Oh, I'm going to dart and epilepsy, so I sort of have to keep my phone all the time. Sorry. Springfield began to meet with citizens and property owners to get ideas of how they envision our future plan. Outside studies, application of state land use laws, and input from every resident, business owner, and property owner as part of a list of factors considered. I know every idea was considered and most of them folded into the refinement plan you see tonight. The city put together some visions and met with the public to get more comments and thoughts about the changes. The refinement plan was created from that process and was submitted to Springfield, Eugene, and Lake County Planning Commissions, and public hearings were held. Tweaks were made. All planning commissioners approved it. Approved it and forwarded it to the city councils and the county commissioners. At that time, one landowner was stepped forward and wanted his own change to accommodate his particular problem. That would have made the entire public process have to be repeated. It was too late. So the plan was submitted to the city councils and commissioners in public hearings and was approved. Now Glenwood can move forward and attract builders and developers to shape our community. But that property owner, he was last minute, that's not happened. He appealed, refined the plan to LUBA, and that used over a year and a half. LUBA recommended changes, and the city made those changes. Tonight you have before you a current revised refinement plan, and you should approve it. But the unhappy property owner is still not pleased with the effort to approve it. I hope that further appeals and legal issues don't happen. doing, we're just trying to affect developers. They see it as a potential problem, look elsewhere. I've worked many years to get Columbia to where it is now, attracted the community, and finally respected by the surrounding cities, and ready to go in and rent. Please pass it, and I invite those not entirely pleased to join us, let's make Columbia a community.
Thank you, Steve. And the next speaker is Rick Satry, and then I have one on the side.
Do you have copies for the record and for the commission and councilors, if you would like one this evening? Good evening, Mayor, councilors, commissioners. It's good to see you this evening, and of course, it's always good to see you. My name is Rick Satry. I live at 1326 Wimbledon Place in Springfield. I'm speaking tonight as a 20-plus year business owner, as a 30-plus year Springfield resident, and a nearly 40-year now practicing land use planner and landscape architect. And I'm speaking in favor of the proposed amendments before you. The Glenwood Refinement Plan, honestly, I'm speaking as a certified land use planner, is an excellent example of community planning. Development of the plan involved 3 years of extensive public involvement, as you well know. Planning commissions, the City Council, and the Board of Commissioners thoroughly examined the plan throughout 2011 and 2012. Member City here providing testimony at that time. With the adoption of the plan last September 12, there truly has been momentum growing and activated in the Glenwood Climate Plan area. Since adoption of the plan in 2012, Council has annexed Franklin Boulevard, has made progress with the vision for Franklin Boulevard, including NEPA and initial design. Capital improvement project is underway, extending sanitary sewer service down McBay Highway. And significantly, property owners, private sector property owners, are stepping forward. It started slow, but it's speeding up. There's been one private property annexation process completed since adoption of the plan, and I will share with you now that there are three others that are in process in the riverfront area. The development community is, I believe enough of the development community has noticed the plan, likes the plan, and is beginning to invest their own hard-earned private dollars to help implement this community vision. Yet no plan is perfect. And all plans are at risk of legal challenges. The appeal before us represents an individual property owner's point of view. That property owner has a right to have that point of view. While development of the plan represented a breadth of perspectives from a wide range of stakeholders, we need to give everyone their due opportunity. The appeal really, in our opinion, my opinion, is a hiccup. It's really just a hiccup in the road to acknowledgement. Again, no plan is perfect. If the package of amendments before you address the items upon which we would issue this remand, these proposed amendments, in my opinion, represent reasonable modifications to the plan. They're necessary to bring the plan into compliance with complexities of Oregon land use law and statewide planning goals. I believe adoption of these amendments before you will bring the plan one step closer to acknowledgement. And as been said, is in the end, it's all about success, it's all about finding balance, and it's all about bringing certainty to the development community. Certainty for property owners, business owners, to you, to the city as a whole, to the community as a whole. And I will tell you that, again, I am speaking in favor of the proposal before you, and I do hope that you give it serious consideration. Thank you.
And I have one more card, and it's Bill Pope.
Oh, thanks a lot.
City Council is a member of the board, Bill Close, 375 West 4th Avenue, Suite 204 in Eugene, representing Shamrock. I'm assuming I've got 3 minutes here. A year ago or so, my client asked to be left out of his plan, that is to be left alone. And he said no. So we identified then in a letter to the city a number of issues, a couple of shortcomings, and we filed our appeal based on those. We got about half a loaf. 10 issues came back from Blue Button. The city staff has addressed each of them in a systematic fashion. I'm giving you a letter tonight that is our initial take on shortcomings in the city's response. Why it's tonight? Because we didn't have time to do it before the Planning Commission hearing, because this 800-page staff report that came out on a Thursday at the Planning Commission hearing was on a Tuesday, and it just wasn't time to get our arms around it. And we said that, and we asked for more time, and the city said no. So between the Planning Commission hearing and this hearing, we've had a chance to get into it. And so this is our list of legal shortcomings in the proposal, in summary form. I've also given a CD to the staff with a study, providing a study that the city staff is relying on, but which is not in the record. So 10 issues, they're all laid out in my letter. Obviously, I don't have time to get into them right now. I want to correct the thing that Commissioner Moe mentioned. He said, we asked for a change. My client asked for a change in round one. That's not correct. My client has to be left alone. My client has an 11-acre mobile home fully built out. Under the old scheme, his property was split zone between medium density, split plan between medium density residential and commercial. His long-term plan was to recycle that mobile home park and redevelop some retirement housing. Under the old zoning, he could do that. The old plan designation, he could do that. Under the new designation, mixed-use employment, his site is destined to remain what it is for decades. And that's because there won't be a market for the kind of uses allowed. This is a judgment kind of thing, but as an economic decision, he believes that there will not be a market for the kind of use that are allowed in the mixed employment plan designation for decades at that location. And so he's not going to be able to redevelop. His existing use is going to stay there. Now, my humble opinion, that's exactly counter to the objectives the city wants to accomplish. The city wants to see that site renovated in something more functional for the city. And if the zoning were left alone, it's more likely that would happen. So that's a very cryptic summary of a very, very picture that's played out in great detail in all the paperwork you have. Happy to answer questions.
Thank you
very much.
I'm going to see if there's anyone else who wishes to address the council and the Board of Commissioners. Seeing no one, I believe it's before we close the public hearing whether we keep the record open or we...
You might want to discuss first.
Just the discussion of whether we want to leave the record open.
Mm-hmm.
Does anyone wish to keep the record open for the council? No?
Okay. Will the will the testimony of Mr. Sackett and Mr. Close, the documents that they submitted, will that be part of the county's record?
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
If it's been submitted tonight, they would become part of the record.
Okay.
So there's seeing no objections to
closing
the record tonight.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to close the public hearing for the city of Springfield.
And I will close the public hearing for Lane County as well as the record.
Okay. And so I'm going to do a discussion. Do you need to do your next reading?
Yeah, we do need to set our next reading, but I want to real quick ask Matt Laird to explain real quick why we're going to have to set a third and a fourth reading. Minor change to our ordinance.
Yes, we need to add a third reading so we can then announce a fourth reading on the 17th, so we can get an ordinance in there. In chapter 10, it's a very small reference piece, like one line in chapter 10 that says this Glenwood plan exists and it's this ordinance number in chapter 10. That wasn't in the original packet, so we will announce that on the 3rd. That would be there on the 17th.
Just to clarify, if I can, with the county council office. What you have in front of you from the county's perspective is a planning action ordinance which does the amendment to the plan, the co-adopt that amendment to the plan, the climate plan. What we just found out is missing is the ordinance that amends the Lane Code that Matt was just describing. The only amendment to the Lane Code is in Chapter 10, and it's solely a reference to the City of Springfield's code that's being adopted. We have the reference in Chapter 10 of our land use ordinance, or the land use code. And so we'll need to do a separate ordinance, the first reading of which we're planning the third hearing and adoption on the 17th, I think was the tentative plan for that. So it's a separate process, very detail oriented. It doesn't affect the substance of anything going on. So it's not so much having to do another reading on this one, but simply holding off on decision making to do it. Probably reading on the 17th and final adoption of the PA. So hopefully that makes sense.
Let me just clarify that. So I make sure I understand. So what we have a motion tonight to approve the second reading, say the third reading, and final deliberations on the PA 1308 that's before us right now. And that third reading and deliberations will be on December 2nd in a joint meeting that we've already set up. Is that my aggregate on that?
I believe it's December 3rd, December 3rd.
No, I mean for the ordinance we have in front of us tonight, not the new ordinance that does the amendment to Chapter 10.
We have a joint meeting on the
2nd. So, as you said, there are separate processes. That this is that we'll have a second ordinance that we don't have a number for yet, that we will do the first reading on the 3rd and the second reading on the 17th.
That's correct. I think that's accurate, yes. What we're trying to get to is on the 17th, the final decision that encompasses them both.
So, okay. Now I think I sort of get it. So what we'll have to do tonight is approve this second reading, setting a third reading for December 2nd in the joint meeting, knowing that the county will have to have a fourth reading for final action on the 17th.
Yes.
And separate to that, the county will also have to have a first reading of a separate ordinance on the 3rd and set their second reading on the 17th. And if we pass both of those ordinances, we'll be done with the action on the 17th.
That is it.
Okay. The note I had third reading on December 3rd, yeah. So that's confused me a little bit. Okay. Did everybody understand that? Perfectly clear. Let me go through it one more time. Commissioner Sorensen.
That's very clear. I did want to ask a question about the board schedule. Are we meeting tomorrow at 9?
Yes, we are.
And there was some email last week about maybe having an executive session on Wednesday. Is that
Thursday?
Thursday.
Yeah, Thursday.
Okay. That's not on the website, so I just want you to know that's not on the county website.
I know the notice for the executive session went out.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's just not on the county website. So thanks for that clarification.
So,
question.
Yep.
So this evening we were handing a nice packet of information here. That's my question to the city. Have you had a chance to review it? And I assume not. So it was just handed to us. So with record closed, now you'll take the time to review the item. And if you see fit, bring information to us at the next meeting. I suppose.
So, you know, considering the parcel that has caused this whole problem, explain in layman terms what the difference is between leaving it the way it was and letting them do what they wanted, and what is the change that we're saying has, that property has to be changed to in order to make, what can they do on it now? This is all happening. Why are they having a problem with it?
It's been redesignated to employment mixed use. And the idea behind that, in all of Sunbury D, is something along the lines of what we have now in Gateway, campus industrial type use that would permit light manufacturing, but it would also permit offices that would be compatible with light manufacturing. And that there could be support commercial services, for example, there could be a drive-thru, there could be a restaurant, those kinds of things. Residential was not permitted in that.
Okay, I understand it now. So, I guess my question is, did anybody not talk to them before this? I mean, did we talk to property owners throughout Glenwood and ask them, or was it just the city was going to impose whatever it wanted to do? And you see what I'm saying? Because
there was an extensive process in terms of public hearings.
That's what I thought.
And opportunities to comment. It probably spanned
three years.
But we did have that opportunity, right?
Definitely.
That's what I thought. So, I guess, you know, the unfortunate thing is that it's caused this delay, and it's going to possibly cause another delay. And, you know, everything that I've heard is they had a chance to weigh in on it a long time ago, and it didn't happen for some reason. So, I'm just going to make that comment and say, I wish that wasn't the case.
Yeah, just first glance at this, I see this statement that when we recommended the GRP, my client asked the city to include him in the recommended proceedings. That did not happen. No one answered the phone of the city. So my specific question is, when was the attempt to contact the city made? I mean, that's kind of a slam at the city that they wouldn't have answered the phone. I just need some clarification.
You know, we haven't seen this, and you're asking.
Right, I realize that. I'm asking basically, when was that contact attempted? I guess. Can I ask that?
The record's closed. I'm happy to answer.
This is record's closed, but it was.
Is the record closed? We officially done that.
Yes, we did.
Good. I'm looking for guidance about answering.
I wouldn't open up the.
No, I mean, we've got it, and this is going to all be responded to. Okay. Any other questions, comments, before we close? Because we're going to close public hearing now and discuss it individually. Well, we come back on December 2nd.
You've closed the public hearing.
Yeah, we closed it. So. But I mean, it does come before us again in terms of adoption.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Now, I will adjourn the public hearing, or I mean, adjourn the meeting.
We need to have a motion before you do. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Matt?
I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention that since the record is closed, you're not required to hold a joint meeting on the 2nd. You can if you want. It was tentatively scheduled. But if you don't want to meet jointly just to roll this to another date, you can do this individually at this point in time. And that would be on the 3rd then instead of the 2nd.
So my response to that would be is, well, Springfield's going to come back with essentially information in regards to this information that we've received. I would prefer to have an individual meeting so we can ask questions of Springfield staff, why their responses were what they were, why, you know, get to hear it firsthand, not have to have two presentations and be able to hear the city council's comments. So I appreciate being here. We could maybe do away with another additional meeting for the board, but I would prefer to have it that way. So that being said, I would move the, move the second reading and study third reading for PA, ordinance PA number 1308, to a joint meeting on December 2nd, 7 p.m. at Springfield City Hall.
Then move the second to approve the second reading and study the third reading for PA 1308. All those in favor, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Passes unanimously. So with that, I'd like to adjourn the Board of Commissioners and our next meeting tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
And just a reminder, we have another meeting that starts.